You're back on the hoist with Tennyson and Jane. We've got Royal East in the studio. How are you going?
Very good.
Yeah, we're doing pretty well.
Can you just give us a title? Give us a title.
Yeah.
What do you play?
Yeah. So Tom, bass.
Nick, drums.
And Pat on vocals.
Beautiful.
So start with a boring question. Oh, it could be interesting. We'll see.
Yeah.
So how did you guys get together as a band?
Yeah, right. So most of us met at uni, Melbourne Uni, across the road, rivals, someone could say. And we picked up Nick along the way on the Melbourne circuit. We didn't let him leave us after supporting us in a gig. And we've been together for about 4 or 5 years now.
Yeah, wow. Cool. I hear a English accent.
Yeah.
Is that right?
Yeah, English.
We can't get enough of it, Tennyson.
Oh, I bet.
We let him speak every opportunity.
Maybe we'll just turn off the other mic. Yeah.
No, I moved over quite a while ago, though, so...
Okay.
Could be a bit of a fraud accent going. Yeah, English.
Oh, cool.
So we've read you're partnering with Joel Quatermain from Eskimo Joe for production and recording. What's that experience been like?
It's been unbelievable. It's the first time we've really had a producer on a track. And, initially, as an artist, you come to your own music with your own idea of what you want it to sound like and what the band has discussed, you know, this is what we should sound like. And then you introduce another figure into the writing process. Someone, you know, Joel is obviously esteemed in Melbourne music.
Mm-hmm.
So he's got all these accolades, but it's such a different thing to be in a room with him where he's like, oh, why don't you try this chord progression? Or what if we add these instruments here, like downplay this? I think he asked us numerous times whether we knew what a hook was. And the listeners can't see it, but I'm blushing at this point because it's so intensely both embarrassing but also extremely empowering to be in a room with someone who knows so much about music and is able to say, well, look, if you really want to lift this chorus, why don't you try just repeating this kind of motif? The power he brings, the knowledge he brought was just... awesome.
I've got to ask, how much red wine did you drink with him?
So much nail polish was applied. My black fingernails.
Is he a renowned drinker or something?
Yeah, for sure.
Oh, right.
He's my man.
I had no idea.
He's more about the unleaded. Unleaded VB. No. Was it V?
The unleaded just straight V's.
Yeah, he just takes V all day.
Oh,
and
wow.
I mistakenly bought him a Red Bull instead of a V.
I told you.
Which we thought was going to go downhill very quickly.
Awesome. Mm.
But he is a professional, so it's fine.
What do you guys do in your spare time away from music?
Oh, too much, unfortunately. We're quite busy boys. So,
Tell him, Nick.
Call Nick. Well, I work in digital marketing. Tom also works in digital marketing, so we should actually probably be a bit better at marketing.
Is that?
Well, look where we are, Nick.
Yeah.
Is that how you two met? Is that how you got a part of the band?
No.
We did meet at work though. So yeah. I met Nick on the shores of the Brunswick Baths swimming pool, where we were both lifeguarding. When was this? Like 2015.
3 years ago, maybe.
Ish.
Yeah.
2016 maybe, yeah. So we both lifeguarded there for a while and started chatting music one shift while we were obviously paying close attention to the pool as well.
Yes.
Don't get us wrong. That led to the gig that Tom mentioned earlier where Nick's band supported us and we just looked at him doing his stuff and we're like, we could really do with that guy.
So you just poached
in our
him?
Group. We absolutely poached him.
Wow.
Yeah, absolutely.
Stole
and we're,
him.
We're happier for it.
Huh.
Was there a trade involved or just straight poaching?
No, Nick gave up much of his dignity, but otherwise it was fine.
A small price to pay.
To be a part of the Royalies. Yeah.
So you're playing at the Grace Darling this Friday. What can people expect from the show?
A lot of fun.
Some music, maybe?
I hate myself for saying that. Yeah, just a good time. It's going to be a lot of upbeat music. You're going to be able to dance to it and hopefully sing along to... I hate myself for saying all of that. Damn it. yeah, we've
that
been
sounding good to me.
we'll see you there then. We've been supported by another kind of pop artist called Connie. Mm-hmm. And then we've, yeah, supported by a DJ in between the slots to keep the vibes up.
We've been working really hard on, in our writing over the past couple of months, on writing stuff that we can imagine our fans dancing to, because now that we've seen our most loyal fans over a couple of gigs, we know what really gets them going. And so we've tried to write, I think we've got 4 or 5 new tracks.
Yeah, quite a new set coming on.
Yeah, really, I mean, and my message is sort of the centerpiece of it all. That's really what we're looking forward to releasing live for them. But
yeah,
a few of the other songs we're really looking forward to, you know, playing in front of them and seeing how they respond to
cool.
a bit of a BPM increase.
Yeah,
so kind of getting into their minds and giving them.
At the end of the day, we're trying to provide sort of a service which is come to our show, have a really good time, forget about the week, like it's a Friday night.
Mm-hmm.
Forget about the week and come and have a really good time listening to our music, and we just have such a good time watching them. It's a really nice give and take kind of relationship.
Yeah.
So you could say that's your message, really.
It's just the very beginning, Tennessee.
Yeah, right.
They'll have to come to the gig to find out the rest.
Yeah. Okay. Can you just give us a little slither about what my message is all about? It just came out on Friday, am I right?
Yeah, yes. Absolutely. Yeah.
Tell us about it.
Yeah, it's a funny one. Like the whole idea behind the song is this idea that really plays on my mind, which is that you, when you know a person for a really long time, and then you have some time apart, you still have this idea in your mind about exactly who they are and your relationship, what your relationship with them is. And my message is about that really like uncomfortable feeling where you sort of want to reach out and connect with that person again, remembering them as the person that they were at the time and the mm-hmm. relationship that you had at the time, but time has passed.
Yes.
And you suspect that getting a message from you out of the blue mightn't be exactly what they're expecting. And so you're trying to think like, oh, what have they done in that time? Like, what will I be able to say that will encourage them to respond to me?
Yeah.
Etc.
As long as it's
specific then.
Yeah. But also somewhat relatable.
You know,
I'm listening to this and I'm, definitely reflecting on some experiences in my own life.
Yeah.
Yeah, those times, and they're always, you know, those relationships that you look back on nostalgically and you want to rekindle them, but you have playing in the back of your mind, like, that small little person who's like, you don't know this guy anymore. Mm. Like, you don't know. Who are you to reach out to this guy? You know, so my message is all about not only, like, what are the words that I can say to reconnect with this person or to try to find out whether they still see our relationship in the same way, but also, like, how literally am I going to do it? Like, am I going to slide into their Facebook DMs? Is it going to be via Instagram?
Mm.
Like, it's both.
I mean,
the,
it's 2019,
like,
there are so many options.
You know, it's we're inundated, Jen. It's a lot.
You would never just go, I think that chair's broken.
I've just discovered. I'm now on the, for the listeners, I'm now on the floor.
He's just flopped over. Ouch. Anyway, enough chin wagging. Let's get into My Message by Royal East.